Coming to you from Forgotten America in the center of the flyover states, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, July 16th, 2019. And here are three big things you need to know for hour number two. Number three, and new this hour, a radical far-left advocate killed by police in Tacoma, Washington over the weekend was trying to blow up an ICE facility. He's had violent run-ins with the police in years past, but the 69-year-old socialist is being defended. Go figure. Number two, President Trump moves to end asylum at the southern border and raises the ire of his opponents who trot out the same old thing. He's a racist. But whatever you think, it's happening, and others are being deported for being here illegally. And number one, millions of Americans know Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Ilhan Omar. The problem is they just don't like them. Will they like them more now that they've gotten in a fight with President Donald Trump? Well, I seriously doubt it. I've been asking around, by the way, of some Trump supporters that I know. Sent out some text messages today, talked to some others. Has any of this changed your mind about Donald Trump? And they just laughed. They said, no. No. They didn't like these women previously anyway, and apparently not many people do, according to an Axios survey. Now, Axios went out and surveyed white voters that had 2 years of college or less, so they consider them non-college white voters in the heart of America. Those, of course, being the people that pushed Donald Trump to the presidency in Michigan and Wisconsin and Pennsylvania and North Carolina and all over this country. And so they went on and said, what do you think of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez? Well, 74% of them, three quarters of them knew who she was, but only 22% liked her. And I don't think this back and forth arguing with the president and calling for impeachment is going to improve their standing whatsoever. Ilhan Omar, 54% know who she is. Just 9% like her. Can you imagine? 9%, that's right. Donald Trump's approval ratings are more than five times higher than that of Ilhan Omar. So there was a battle going on, a war, between these four freshmen, the Unfabulous Four, and Nancy Pelosi and pretty much anybody else that got in their way. Last week, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez dropped the race card on Nancy Pelosi. She had this battle going on back and forth. So Donald Trump comes in and adds his 2 cents, which is basically, if you don't like the country, leave. Go back to wherever you came from, figure out what's best there, and then come back and tell us what you found out. And if you hate America so much, why are you here, right? And of course, he gets called a racist because that's the go-to card. There is no other card. There's no card about, hey, maybe we should have a better look at America. Maybe we should talk more positively about America. Maybe we should try to do things that bring us in. He's a racist. He's a xenophobe, and that's it. You dismiss anything he has to say, and it's irrelevant. You know, it's interesting because they say he's attacking people of color by going after these four women, and yet in his administration, his policies have benefited the black community, the brown community, and women when it comes to employment numbers far better than anybody else. More people in the black community, the Hispanic community, and more women are working today than at any time in American history. So this notion that somehow he's misogynist, he's racist, he's xenophobic, it doesn't seem to square very well with the fact that his policies help people of color more than anything else, not to mention this. Each year, more than a million people immigrate to the United States legally. Of those, hundreds of thousands are people of color. So if Donald Trump was really a bigot and a xenophobe, he would just shut down immigration altogether. I mean, the arguments do not hold water. But I want to go to what the president said. Let's start with bite number four. He said, if you don't like it here, why are you here? Bite number four with President Donald Trump. Go.
Planning all the time. Very simply, you can leave. You can leave right now. Come back if you want. Don't come back. It's okay, too. But if you're not happy, you can leave.
Mr. President.
It seems that some people support that idea. And, of course, the headlines out there is Donald Trump is a bigot. And if you support Donald Trump for any reason, you are a bigot, too. How do you think that's going to sell in November of 2020, by the way? Do you think that's going to be a big winner at the polls? in southern Michigan or northern Wisconsin or western PA. That's going to be the big message. You know, if you vote for Donald Trump, you're a racist. If you vote for Donald Trump, you're a bad human being. You're stupid. You're malignant on this country, and you're a racist. Which, by the way, calling somebody a racist is like one of the worst things you can do. And, of course, it shows that you have no argument left. If you don't have a way to win the argument, just throw the race card. You know, deflect from everything. That person, yeah, they're just a racist. We have nothing to discuss with them. Okay, well, that's one way to go. It completely nullifies any argument you may have most times, but there you go. Donald Trump wrapped up. This was yesterday at the White House, by the way. He was there talking about Made in America products, had people in from all over the country talking about their Made in America products, and he changed what Made in America means going forward, by the way. It has previously meant just 50%. I didn't know this. 50% of the content of a product, and you could call it American-made. That will now be 75%. Big change to be called Made in America. So that's happening going forward. But this is how he wrapped up his comments about the four freshmen, about their hateful comments about America, and why he tweeted what he tweeted. It's bite number 7. Go.
These are people that if they don't like it here, they can leave. And I don't know who's going to miss them, but I guess some people will. One of them is polling at 8%. So when I hear people speaking about how wonderful Al-Qaeda is, when I hear people talking about some people with the World Trade Center, not some people, much more than some people. When I hear the statements that they've made, and in one case you have somebody that comes from Somalia, which is a failed government, a failed state, who left Somalia, who ultimately came here, and now is a congresswoman who's never happy, says horrible things about Israel, hates Jews. It's very simple.
And I'm going to tell you there are a lot of people that agree with what the president said there. Now, of course, they're labeled as bigots as well because, as you learned in 2016, Hillary, you know, taught us this. The best way to get more voters is to insult them. Call them names. That's a good way to secure your support, right? Ilhan Omar then put Nancy Pelosi on the hot seat. The four frosh got together for a press conference. Not a good look. It was kind of an awkward mess. Got together. Here's what she said. Ilhan Omar, bite number 10. Go.
We can continue to turn a blind eye of the multiple crimes he's accused of. We can stand while he violates people's basic human rights and the responsibility that his administration has for the deaths of children on our border, or we can take action. I have not made impeachment central to my election or my tenure. But since the day that I'd gotten elected, I'd said to people, it is not if
it's time to impeach is what she says. It's time to impeach up against a hard break. We'll be right back.
DTE wants to help your business build Michigan's future. Whether your business is large, small, or in between, a DTE expert will help you find ways to improve energy efficiency and add incentives through our many programs. Programs that can help you save money. Money you can use to create jobs and invest in the future. You see, DTE wants you to be successful. Because when your business thrives, Michigan does too. DTE. At DTE, our business is making sure you have reliable, affordable natural gas to keep your business running. So we constantly upgrade and monitor our system 24/7, 365. We also buy natural gas in the summer when prices are low and store it for winter. Because at DTE, part of our business is to keep your business costs affordable all year long. Learn more at dteenergy.com. DTE.
We're here with Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital. Dr. McCursey, Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. What's offered there?
We have a full array of imaging services at the health center. We have MRI, CT, 3D digital mammography, ultrasound, digital x-ray, and bone density.
What are the advantages for the patients who go there?
Our patients love the convenient location. They also love the easy in-and-out parking. And they also love the ability to schedule examinations after hours, both on the evenings and the weekends.
How can people learn more about Sparrow's radiology services?
To learn more, they can go to sparrow.org/radiology-services.
That's sparrow.org/radiology-services. We've been speaking to Dr. Andrew McCursey, radiologist with Sparrow Hospital, about how Sparrow has expanded its radiology services to Sparrow Health Center Lansing. Choose wisely. Choose Sparrow.